It's the latest shakeup in the senior ranks of the U.S. military under the Trump administration. The admiral who oversees operations in the South Caribbean and Latin America will step down in December, 2 years earlier than expected.
On behalf of the Department of War, we extend our deepest gratitude to Admiral Alvin Halsey for his more than 37 years of distinguished service to our nation as he plans to retire at year's end.
The New York Times reports a U.S. official said Halsey raised concerns over attacks on alleged drug boats, and a source told Reuters that there was tension between him and Secretary Hegseth in the days leading up to the moment. On October 10th, Florida-based U.S. Southern Command announced it would create a new joint task force based in North Carolina to coordinate future counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere. The shakeup takes place in the backdrop of a U.S. military buildup and an escalation of tensions with Venezuela. On Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged he had authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela and announced he was considering strikes on its territory.
Autorizaron.
They authorized the CIA to carry out operations against Venezuela, against the peace of Venezuela. This was never seen before. They've always done it, but never before in the CIA's existence has a government publicly said they were sending the CIA to kill, topple, and destroy countries.
Since August, the U.S. has deployed guided missile destroyers, F-35 fighter jets, a nuclear submarine, and around 6,500 troops to the Caribbean.